From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Former KRQE television reporter of the Roswell Bureau, 27-year-old Corey King of Roswell, pled not guilty on 3 counts of impersonating an officer and 2 counts of driving recklessly before a Chaves County magistrate judge earlier this week. According to court documents, last June, the New Mexico State Police investigated alleged incidents where King had been working in the functions as a police officer. He was arrested on those charges on January 28th of this year. The next day, he was no longer an employee of KRQE Television. The Eunice Fire Department was dispatched to a small tank fire just outside of Eunice. Fire Chief Eddie Favela has more on that fire.
There was three vessels, mainly one called like a heater treater. The other one is like a water knockout horizontal vessel and a small separator. Everything was on fire on those three vessels within a containment. It was far enough away from the residents. It was kind of just on the outskirts of town.
No one was injured in the fire. The official cause of that fire has yet to be determined. Finally, some encouraging news from Santa Fe. Legislation was introduced by Minority Floor Leader Jim Townsend of Artesia in the New Mexico House of Representatives on Thursday for a vote in the House Energy, Environment, and Natural Resource Committee. House Joint Memorial 3 would call on the New Mexico administration to request a waiver from the Biden administration on a ban on federal oil and gas leasing. The memorial was tabled on an 8-3 vote. We get reaction from Greg Nyman, who represents Chaves and Lincoln counties, who was concerned about this very issue earlier in the week.
I think there's some hope that maybe some of this stuff that I was really worried was going to get through the Senate this time, particularly affecting the oil and gas industry.
The New Mexico Activities Association is being handcuffed by the Albuquerque school system, who voted not to go hybrid and instead remain online teaching, which will disqualify all of their high schools from varsity sports and scholastic activities. We get reaction from Hobbs Athletic Director Brenda Wilson.
As of right now, you have to be hybrid before you can participate. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing in southeastern New Mexico, so we're ready to go.
In charge of the news for southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.